At one time or another, anybody going anywhere or doing anything on the Kenai Peninsula has been to the Kenai Airport. And over the last five decades, how many lifetime memories do we all have of the Kenai Airport? And what kind of changes has it gone through? I'm talking with, to me, she's still the airport manager because she was for so long. But she retired, but then she came back. And now she's back again with a project to make the airport even more beautiful for people going places and doing things. Mary Bondurant, we've had many of these interviews, and when I think of the memories of the military, I think of the air shows, I think of all of the corporate jets there during the Winter Games, and it is truly a gem, a jewel for the city of Kenai and for all of Alaska because of its uniqueness. Now there's been so many changes and something new is coming. Tell me about the Kenai Browns Bear family sculpture.
Yes, that was part of when we did the terminal rehab project, which was started back in 2019-2020, we had landscaping design included in the project, and at one point in time it was taken out and to be addressed at a later time and move forward with the terminal building itself. So in 2023, when I came back for about 6 months, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife folks at the refuge reached out to me and wanted to bring this design idea that we had mulled around a few years earlier about putting bronze sculptures at the airport. So I met with the city and Christine, and we have comprised a committee of local folks, community members, that are really interested in getting the sculptures at the airport. We took it to Airport Commission and City Council in September of 2023. With their approval, we've moved forward with it. And so now we're going to be looking and creating fundraising opportunities to bring this project to fruition. It's already been designed, and it's exciting, and it'll be at the north end of the terminal. So this is just going to create a great photo opportunity for people when they come to the airport. And in a lot of cases, it's the airport's the first thing they see when they come to the Kenai Peninsula. And it'll really...
Well, it's going to be, again, a photo op, but something that will also introduce people that are newcomers, you know, to Alaska, as well as those last time I was at the airport. It has really had renovations that are, I mean, the entrance to go upstairs to the upper deck, everything is kind of different and so modern.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of our goals. We want to showcase the terminal, the community's cultural and artistic landscape with this bronze bear sculpture garden, and it's just going to be really exciting. It's going to be really neat. It's the artist that has did the design also did the bronze moose at the wildlife refuge, and I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with that. He also did a brown bear and Kodiak. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to getting this going, and hopefully we'll be installation will be in the fall of 2025.
Fantastic. Now, the city is always involved, and anything the city is involved with, Christine Cunningham, famous author, is also involved with. And what is the city part taking in this new project for the airport, Christine?
Well, the city is involved because the airport is city-owned, but our council supported this project. They encouraged us to get funding for it so that it wouldn't be funded by taxpayer dollars. So that's really what the committee's doing. And we have a great group. So right now, the partners on the project, Kenaitse Indian Tribe, the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, we've got a council member on our committee, Henry Nackstead, the Kenai Arts Center, and then the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. So,
now, when do you think it may be deployed? I imagine we're going to have some kind of a community unveiling, a ribbon cutting?
Oh, gosh. We have so many ideas of events that we're going to... So in the next coming month, with the chamber, we're going to have different events that get people familiar with the project, salmon painting events, art events, educational events for adults and kids, just all different kinds of ideas. The committee's still trying to work out what those will be. A presentation at a chamber luncheon in Kenai at the Visitor Center to introduce the project to the community. And also just so much work that we've been doing that's been really exciting isn't just about the bears. So there's a mama bear and two cubs, and one of the yearling cubs is standing up so that when you come into the departure area, you're making eye contact with this little guy. It's really neat, and it really connects people to the airport. And then when you're leaving our airport, you're going to see these bears, and you're also going to see a welcome message. And we did work with the committee. One of our members, Michael Bernard, came up with this great idea of a message that he had heard that's a Dena'ina, from Dena'ina oral history. So we approached the tribe, and they approved the welcome message, which is as exciting as the bronze, to have something that welcomes you to Kenai. And
from our host culture.
From our host culture, yes. So I want to read the message, but I'm not sure how to pronounce the Dena'ina word for brown bear. So, or Mary, do you want to? Here, you take a crack at it.
I'm not going to take a crack at it.
Okay, I won't do the... I don't want to be any disrespectful. Okay, Grandfather, we are ending your forest. We won't stay long, and we won't take much. We ask that you grant us safe passage while we are here.
And that's nice about the bears being bronze. You don't have to worry about them attacking you, and you can sit there and get your photo op along with them. Now, are there still funds required to complete this project, Mary?
Yes, there is, and that's what Christine was talking about, all our fundraising events. We have a brochure for corporate sponsorships that is available at our website, and the website is...
You got it there, Christine?
Yeah. It's kenaibronze.com.
Okay, and individual donors as well as corporate donors, how much money are we looking for to finish this?
Well, the project itself, the bears, is about $150,000, and so... we have at our website, individuals can donate. We've decided that with a donation of at least $100, you are going to be able to have your name inscribed on a plaque or a fish, a salmon, that will be in the airport somewhere local, located next to the sculpture that you know you were a part of creating this project.
Great opportunity to increase those lifetime memories that we all have at the Kenai Airport. Mary, thank you for coming back and doing this project. Christine, thanks for the city's support as our airport continues to grow and people continue to go places and do things. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that Barry Good sound of KSRM.